From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul have reached an agreement in concept on a legislative package intended to address the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that struck down the state's century-old concealed carry law for firearms. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the package on June 30th, which will restrict where guns can be carried, including places where children gather, polling places, educational institutions, and public transit. Licensing requirements for concealed carry permits will be expanded, and live fire training at gun ranges will be required. In addition, background checks for ammunition purchases will be required, as will safe storage of firearms in cars. Private businesses, including bars, must affirmatively state with a sign that permitted guns can be carried. Hochul on June 29th in Albany said the final details of the measures were being discussed with lawmakers. The governor called the SCOTUS ruling last week, and I quote, totally out of touch, end quote, with what most New York residents want. She added, and I quote, we're going to continue to make sure we toughen those laws. This is not the Wild West. This is New York State, end quote. The proposed changes will likely face a legal challenge as well. Hochul said the proposals have been reviewed by legal experts and think tanks that have studied the issue. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Maura Rosner is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The village of Kinderhook will receive more than $1,860,000 to build pedestrian and bicycle improvements along Albany Avenue. Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado said, and I quote, New York is committed to moving projects like this forward that will not only help lower emissions using transportation alternatives, but will also mitigate traffic congestion and help improve connectivity, air quality, and access for predominantly low and moderate income families, end quote. A total of almost $179 million will be provided to support transportation enhancements in 75 communities around New York. Funding will support the construction of new sidewalks and shared use paths to better ensure pedestrian and bicycle safety, facilitating access to transportation system for users of all ages and abilities. Kinderhook Village Mayor Michael Abrams could not be reached for comment about the award. Governor Kathy Hochul announced on June 28th that the town of Catskill will receive $10.2 million in clean water project funds through long-term and interest-free financing to serve the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District. The funding will also be used to install mechanical screening at the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer Plant. The New York State Water Infrastructure Improvement Program has already awarded $3.15 million to the town's water improvement project. The town of Catskill's $10.2 million award ranks second to the $15 million grant to Oneida County. Eight municipalities, including Catskill and Oneida County, will receive funding through the Clean Water Project. In Catskill, the money will pay for needed improvements in water pollution standards. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting a Rockland County resident has been diagnosed with monkeypox, according to county health officials. Testing was conducted at the state's Wadsworth Center Laboratory. The confirmed case is limited to one person who has not had any contact with anyone locally and poses no risk to county residents. As of June 28th, a total of 61 confirmed cases have been identified in New York State, including 55 in New York City, 4 in Westchester County, 1 in Sullivan County, and 1 in Chemung County. Monkeypox cases in this outbreak have involved a rash, often in the genital and perianal areas, and may also include other symptoms, including fever, swollen lymph nodes, and pain when swallowing before or after the rash appears. Most infections last 2 to 4 weeks. Those who experience symptoms consistent with monkeypox should contact their healthcare provider. Information about monkeypox can be found at the State Health Department website, and you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.